This week I want to continue our discussion of the mitzvah of Hadlakat HaNer, of lighting the Shabbat candles. And there is, of course, discussion about what's the optimum time to light the Shabbat candles. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it should be samuch lishkia, it should be close to sunset. You shouldn't light too much before, because it's not obvious that you're bringing, or that the candles are being lit lichvod Shabbat. And you shouldn't delay too much, because you might be cutting it fine and you might just miss the cutoff time, which is, of course, shkia. That's nevertheless, one is actually allowed to light as early as Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter of seasonal hours. That's before sunset. There's actually a machloket how to measure that. According to one opinion, that's actually just a little bit before Shkia. But we normally follow the opinion that it's you count the day from sunrise to sunset, and it's an hour and a quarter of variable hours before sunset. That's the Mishnah Berurah says ideally that one should light 20 minutes or half an hour before Shkia. That's that way one properly fulfills the mitzvah of Tosefet. And also, as a number of Achronim point out, that that also fulfills the requirement of the Yoreim, who holds that actually Shkia is before what we would call sunset, about 20 minutes before, and therefore if one lights 20 minutes before, one is fulfilling the opinion of the Yoreim, though the Achronim agree that one doesn't really need to be concerned about that, and that normatively we don't paskin like the Yoreim. That question does come up. That's as to what the latest cut-off time is, and, you know, is the published time that's here in the UK, which is 15 minutes before Shkia. Other places it's 18 minutes or 20 minutes before Shkia. You know, how binding is that? It seems to me that certainly one should very much try to light by that time. That's, we speak about, you know, if there's a time when the Kahal that's accepts upon themselves Shabbat, that's, and presumably the published time is a time when the Tzibur accepts upon themselves Shabbat, and then one's obliged to bring in Shabbat at that time. Therefore, it is proper not to light later than that time. That's if a woman does miss lighting Shabbat candles before Shkia, then if there's a Gentile around who she can ask to light on her behalf, so then she can do so during Bein Hashmashot, during the twilight period. That's perhaps for another half hour or so after Shkia. That question comes up, can a woman light candles earlier? That's from Plag HaMincha, but make a tanai, make a stipulation when she lights that she's not actually bringing in Shabbat. So this is a point of machloket between the Mordechai and the Rif. The Mordechai is of the opinion that a woman can make such a tanai, whereas the Rif is of the opinion that such a tanai doesn't work. That's the Ramah that indicates that you can make a tanai following the lenient opinion of the Mordechai, but the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say that you shouldn't make such a tanai kiim letzorech, unless it's really necessary. So, of course, really necessary is an ill-defined concept. That's, and what does that really mean? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelet Yud where he discusses whether or not a woman is allowed to light candles and then travel by car or on the bus, whatever, to the Kotel HaMaariv to daven there. So he quotes the Derech HaChayim, that's, who says that a woman can make a tanai if she needs to go to mikveh on Friday night after candle lighting, that's, or if she needs to go to a chuppah and is going to do a malacha there, so she can make a tanai when she lights. So he derives from that, deduces from that, that seeing as, you know, certainly a chuppah, there's no real mitzvah in going to a chuppah, that she can certainly make such a tanai if she's going for spiritual fulfillment to the Kotel HaMaaravi. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is brought down in a footnote in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata as saying that's not really regarded as letzorech, and therefore she shouldn't make a tanai to do that. A question comes up quite often that, you know, a person's going out for Friday night dinner, that's, so they want to light candles at home and then, you know, drive in the car to where they're going for Friday night dinner, and then bring in Shabbat and or drive to shul, whatever, and then go on from shul to where, you know, where they're eating and such things, that it would seem that in an ideal situation that wouldn't be regarded as a real tzorech, that and should be avoided. That's better example perhaps of a tzorech, which is discussed by some poskim, is perhaps where you've got to go and visit somebody in the hospital or something like that, so you're going to light Shabbat candles, perhaps you're going to light Shabbat candles at home, drive to the hospital, that's bringing Shabbat to the hospital and make Kiddush with the Choleh and eat Friday night dinner with the Choleh and then walk home, that would be regarded as Tzorech. Ad Kan.